Welcome. In this lesson, we're going to build a chopped vinyl texture and put it into an echo chamber inside Ableton Live 12, slicing a sample, routing the chops to an echo return, and automating the echo and mix parameters across a 32-bar arrangement, so the texture breathes and moves in a drum and bass context. First, what you'll end up with: a playable chopped vinyl instrument mapped in a drum rack, a dedicated return track acting as an echo chamber using echo and EQ8, a 32-bar arrangement where send amount, echo dry slash wet, feedback, filter cutoff, and chop transpose slash timing are automated for movement, a short loop demonstrating the chopped vinyl texture sitting in a DNB groove. Let's walk through the steps. Preparation: start a new live set in arrangement view and set the BPM to a drum and bass tempo. 174 is a solid starting point. Drag a vinyl style sample into the browser, a short phrase, an old record vocal, a melodic loop with crackle, something with character and transients to chop. A. Slice the vinyl sample into a chopped instrument. Right-click the sample in the browser or a clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For most loops, choose the transient preset or preserve grooves if the sample's timing is intricate. Keep the default simpler slices. Live creates a drum rack with each slice mapped to pads. Open that MIDI track, pick a handful of slices you like, and create a short 1-2-bar MIDI pattern. Make it musical. Emphasize offbeats and the syncopation that works in DNB. Duplicate the clip and lightly randomize velocity and timing to humanize repeats if you want. B. Create the echo chamber return track. Create a return track CMD/Ctrl+Alt+T or use return A and rename it echo chamber. On this return, load echo, then EQ8 after the echo to tame frequencies. Put utility either before or after echo depending on whether you want to control width or pre-echo saturation. Utility after is a good default. Set echo to sync with a note value of 1/8 or 1/16 depending on your chop density. A dotted 1/8 can give a nice shuffle. Start feedback around 30-40%, dry slash wet around 40%, and use the echo's filter with a low pass around 810kHz and a high pass at roughly 200hz to keep lows out of the repeats. Optionally enable ping pong or stereo movement for width. C. Route the chops to the echo chamber on the drum rack track. Raise send it to taste. Start around -12 dB. Play the MIDI pattern and adjust the send so you clearly hear the return without it overwhelming the dry chops. D. Open arrangement view automation lanes. Drop your chopped MIDI pattern across a 32-bar area by duplicating it. Toggle automation view with a key or click the automation button. On the drum rack track, show the send a lane. On the echo chamber return, show device parameter lanes. Echo dry slash wet. Feedback. Delay time if you use MS mode, and echo filter cutoff or EQ8 cutoff. E. Design movement with automation. Now we design how the echo breathes. Send a automation on the drum rack. Create a rising send in the first 8 bars from about -12 dB to -6 dB to introduce the echo. Add little stutter dips at bars 9-10. Quick downward spikes to around -18 dB and back to give the echo rhythmic breathing. Echo dry slash wet automation. Keep dry slash wet lower in verse-like zones, say 20-30%, and higher in transitions or choruses at 50-70%. Draw smooth curves so echoes swell naturally rather than jump. Echo feedback automation. Add short bumps in feedback where you want longer tails. Increase feedback by 15-25% for 1 or 2 bars, then pull it back. Cap feedback under about 70-75% to avoid runaway. Echo filter slash EQ automation. Use EQ8 on the return to sweep a low pass down when you want the echo to go dusty and open it up in choruses. High pass the return around 150-300hz to protect the low end. Automate narrow cuts if echoes clash with vocals or cymbals. Optional delay time changes. For small creative moves, you can switch echo to MS mode and automate delay time for detune or half beat effects. For beginners, it's safer to automate sync values. For example, flip between 1/8 and 1/16 at specific bars for an abrupt tech move. Utility slash width and panning. Automate utility width to widen echoes during choruses or shrink them in builds. Subtle panning automation on the return. Can add stereo motion without overdoing it. F. Add texture, vinyl noise and saturation. Create a new audio track and drag a vinyl crackle loop under the chops. High pass at around 400hz and low pass around 8kHz. And keep the level low so it's felt more than heard. Add saturator or lightly use redux on the echo return or on the chops to add an analog grit. Automate a slight increase in drive during chorus sections, around +0.5 to +1.5 dB, to thicken the sound. G. Arrangement polish with micro variations. Small automations avoid sameness. Automate tiny pitch shifts. Map a macro to chop transpose or automate drum rack cell transpose for short bursts of plus or minus 2/6 semitones. Use clip loop brace automation to shorten a loop for a bar for a sudden cut. Automate return volume to tame tails rather than killing dry slash wet abruptly. Quick phase on the return give more natural decay control. H. Final check and bounce play through the full 32 bars and listen for clashes or low-end build-up from feedback. Use AQA to tame problem bands and consider sidechaining the return to the kick for clarity. When the arrangement sits well, export a stem or a full mix to hear the texture in context. Common mistakes to watch for overusing feedback. Unchecked feedback smears the mix. Always cap feedback and use EQ to remove low end from repeats. Automating send and dry slash wet the same way. This can double the effect unexpectedly. Prefer send automation for performance and dry slash wet for tonal changes, or use both carefully. For getting to high pass echoes, echoes can reintroduce bass energy. High pass at 150-300 Hz on the return. Too abrupt automation as a beginner. Sharp changes can be jarring. Use gentle curves, not checking in mono. Ping-pong echoes can collapse strangely in mono. Test and adjust width. Pro tips and practical shortcuts. Put echo and AQA into an audio effect rack and map dry slash wet, feedback, and filter cutoff to macros. Automate the macros for cleaner layings. Use a dedicated wet-only track if you want separate processing for echoes. Duplicate the chop track. Mute its volume. And only send it to echo so you can process the wet path independently. Sidechain the return to the kick with a compressor to duck echoes under drums. Use small pre-delay so the transient stays sharp before the echo. Automate pre-delay for rhythmic interest. For long tails without excessive level, automate a resonant EQ boost on the return and then cut it. This makes the tail audible without raising overall wet level. Mini practice exercise. 30 to 45 minutes, load a 2/4 bar vinyl loop and slice to new MIDI track. Build a 1 bar chop drum rack pattern and duplicate it to 16 bars. Create an echo chamber return with echo plus EQ8. Automate, bars 1/4, send a minus 12 dB, dry slash wet 20%, feedback 30%, filter cutoff 6 kHz, bars 5/8, ramp send it to minus 6 dB and dry slash wet to 45% with a curve. Bump feedback to 45% in bars 7/8. Bars 9/12, automate a plus 3 semitone transpose on a chop pad for 2 bars. Bars 13/16, low pass cutoff to 5 kHz and reduce return volume by minus 3 dB. Export the 16 bar loop and compare a slash B with and without automation. Quick parameter cheat sheet. Use send to control how much signal reaches echo. Dry slash wet on the return controls wet tone. Prefer send for level changes and dry slash wet for character. Feedback safe ranges. 25-55% for musical tails. 55-75% for dramatic tails. Watch for runaway. Sync. 1/16 or dotted 1/8 for shuffle. 1/8 for straight grooves. MS mode for detune effects. Echo EQ. High pass 150-300 Hz to protect low end. Low pass 5-10 kHz to add dust. Troubleshooting and workflow tips. If echo isn't audible, check the source send, return fader, and return dry slash wet. If echoes get muddy, add a high pass on the return and reduce feedback. If stereo collapses in mono, reduce utility width or narrow ping pong. Use a single echo return for multiple tracks to save CPU. If CPU gets heavy, freeze and flatten tracks and feed the audio to the return for further automation. Listening checks and final reminders. A/B. Export a short section with automation and without, and compare to hear the impact. Solo the return occasionally to hear echo tails and spot frequency buildups. Automate conservatively. Small, repeatable moves are more musical than extremes. Save version sets as you go so you can compare different automation approaches. Recap: you've learned to slice a vinyl sample, route the chops to an echo return, and use arrangement view automation to control send, dry slash wet, feedback, and filtering. Keep echoes on a return for centralized control. Automate sends for performance, and manage low end and feedback with EQ and sensible caps. Practice the mini exercise and then expand with macros, sidechaining, and creative routing when you're comfortable. That's it. Build the loop, listen closely, and iterate. Have fun sculpting those echoing, chopped vinyl textures in your drum and bass tracks.